first ever world famous St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. Believe it or not, we have never done an eating contest with the world famous cocktail sauce, the smoking hot cocktail sauce. And who better to get to be part of this competition than Joey Jaws, Joey Chestnut. Joey, how are you?
Doing great. Great to be here.
Have you now? We're going to introduce Tracy Good here. Tracy Good, I should say, from Anderson, Indiana, who is relatively new to the world of competitive eating, too. Tracy, how are you?
Oh, I'm super great. Really glad to be here.
Now, Joey, had you ever had the hot cocktail sauce before?
Not before today. I've had cocktails and shrimp cocktails, but never the sauce with so much flavor and spice as this. This is awesome.
But you don't shy away from a challenge when it comes to food, though.
I love good food, and they guaranteed me the food. The cocktail sauce would have some spice, but also have great flavor, and I'm happy with it. I can definitely down a lot of it tomorrow.
You've had all kinds of eating competitions, some spicy foods included. How does this rank among the spiciness of the stuff that you competed?
I did jalapenos. I've done jalapeno poppers, kimchi. This is up with the spicy level of kimchi, the spicy kimchi I had, but it with better flavor. And I think I love the taste of shrimp, and this flavor, it's not at all offensive. It's a good flavor, and it's a good spice. I'm going to be able to get into a rhythm and just, I think, blow away the competition.
Tracy Good.
Love that nickname.
You got the perfect nickname. Well, the perfect, I guess, last name to give an to. You wanted to be a competitive eater, I guess, in part because of Mr. Chestnut here.
Right. I was a big fan of Joey, seeing all those epic battles every 4th of July on Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, Coney Island. That's one of my long-term goals right there, to be right there on that stage next to him.
What kind of competitions have you been in so far?
I've done hard-boiled eggs with Joey before, just a couple months ago. I've done bratwurst in Cincinnati. I've done Hooters wings. Here last year, local Hooters, and also Cincinnati last year.
Is there any food that's more difficult than another to do a contest like this?
I can't stand bratwurst.
They're greasy, and they're hard to digest.
They're the worst. Just really tough to get down. They really are.
Now, and Joey Chestnut, how do you, cause you obviously can't like every food. Nobody can like every food, but you suck it up. You've been in everything from matzo balls to Waffle House to Crystal hamburgers, and I'm a Southern guy, so I know what Crystals are. Crystals, I guess, the Southern version of the White Castle. People would associate White Castle with that type. But there's got to be something that you don't like, and yet you've entered the contest.
You're right.
Before.
There's been like the jalapeno poppers and the kimchi. I regretted both of those.
Really?
My body wasn't happy with me afterwards.
Would you think you'd like kimchi? Because I love kimchi. Would you think you would like it if it wasn't in a contest and you weren't trying to down as much of it as you could?
I've tried it. I was in Korea.
You still like it?
I'm still trying it. No. I tried it. I tried to sear it a little bit. No, still nasty.
Joey Chestnut, of course, the world record holder. I guess the world record holder in hot dogs. He's famous for winning the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest year after year, at least the last few years. But
The
last 7 years now. There's been a bit of a dispute over the world record, though, because Takeru Kobayashi, your longtime rival, who was out of the competition this year, out last year, some sort of contract dispute. But then he, was it last year that he went and did his own thing?
I think 3 years ago he did his own thing.
Okay.
And you're right. He said he did 69 hot dogs, but the video actually...
Do you buy that?
No, the video shows he only did 65. And at that time, my record was 68 hot dogs. And by the way, this year I did 69 hot dogs. He's eating hot dogs completely against himself. They could be smaller hot dogs, could be mm-hmm. smaller buns. If he wants to say he's champion, he should come against me and compete. He has these, you know. If he wants to say he's a record holder, let him. But he lost to me last 3 times.
I'm trying to imagine. And granted, the Nathan's contest has been going on for a long time. But competitive eating, as we know it, has really only come into its own probably.
I don't know. I think as a child, I think all kids, it's one of the first competitions we do to kids at lunch. But as a professional level, being acknowledged.
Yeah.
You're right. It's only in the last couple of years.
I'm just trying to imagine, you know, when I was a kid or growing up, knowing of the few competitions, but imagine a couple of guys kind of talking smack back and forth like boxers or pro wrestlers over competitive eating. That was unimaginable not that long ago.
I know. It's ridiculous that we we push ourselves to this limit, and we take it's weird that we take it so serious. But is it any more crazy than golfers or tennis players? And it's just the next level of things that we take serious.
Well, and then
that's a sport.
Yeah, that was my next question. Mr. Good, Tracy Good from Anderson, Indiana, who's going to be competing against Joey later today. World famous St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship, part of the Meyer Tail Grater Party before the Big Ten Championship on Georgia Street. It is a sport. Everybody, at least, especially those of you who compete, these competitions, this is an athletic activity for you.
Absolutely. I've actually got into this to lose weight. I was over 300
pounds.
You got
into competitive eating to lose weight.
Absolutely. Joey, I'm still in awe. Joey is a fantastic eater, great person. You see him up there and you see all, you know, ESPN talking about how much training is involved, and it just got me going, you know what? I can eat a lot of food, but can I work it off? And that's what I did, and I started working it off.
And Joey, you're not a small guy, but you're not a big guy.
It's tough. I love to eat. I mean, I love to eat and I love to win, and competitive eating is a good fit for me. But in order to be a great competitive eater, I have to monitor my calorie intake. I have to go into a fast before a contest and after a contest. I have to recover. And if I don't count my calories, I'll gain weight, and then it's harder to compete at a high level.
And I think you're right, because I mean, you've won seven of the Nathan's championships, you've won all these other competitions, and you go up against some really big people.
Absolutely.
Who don't do as well.
Well, the bigger you are, the less likely you're going to be able to keep a rhythm. It's harder to control your breathing during a contest. If you're 400 pounds, you're not going to be able to do anything to that. At first, you think, oh, they're eating. How much energy can it take? But when you actually watch us, we're working. We're trying to control the muscles in our entire abdomen.
Oh, the sweat's coming off you.
Push
yeah.
down the food and make use of every bit of our capacity. And you have to be able to, like I said, control your breathing. And when you're winded, you're useless. You can't swallow. You can't hardly breathe. The bigger guys after – I love Badlands Booker, but he's like 400 pounds. And after 2 minutes, he's spent –
Joey Chestnut is with me. Tracy Good is with me, too. We're talking about the world-famous St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship later today before the Big Ten Championship that's going to be on Georgia Street. Do you work out at all? Do you fast a lot? I know you take in a lot of liquids. Do you work out
Usually, during the summer, I used to work out more, but lately I've just been so busy with the contests. I've gained a little bit of winter weight, but usually at least 2 or 3 times a week, I'll either go to the gym, do cardio a little bit of weight.
How about you, Tracy?
I've been to the gym a lot this year. I'm pulling a Derrick Rose right now. I got a torn meniscus going through physical therapy.
Okay.
So not working out too hard. Hopefully the off season coming up after this, I can get back into some training weight.
But now looking forward to this competition, your strategy going in, I mean, because I'm guessing you've had the St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail before.
Actually, this is the first week I've had it.
This is the first week you've had it, too, okay?
I work 2 blocks away, and this is the first time I've had it this week. You'd be surprised. You tell people you're going to be eating this stuff, and they're like, I want to watch you eat. So I've had it for free this week. I cannot complain. I'll have it free again, you know, later today. So excited about that.
What kind of strategy do you have with something this spicy? What kind of strategy do you have?
I'm going to get some flack on this, but I didn't think it was that hot.
Really?
I didn't think it was that hot. There's a strong horseradish.
What have you had that's hotter?
Ghost pepper.
I believe that.
Yeah, ghost pepper candies. There's a place local that I've had chocolate caramels, ghost peppers. Those will ruin your day.
That sounds delicious, though.
Absolutely
like
delicious.
Punishment.
It's great.
Sounds like I give it to a bad animal.
Now, again, not without giving any secrets, Joey, your strategy for something like this, is this something that, because the first time I had this ever, I'd made the mistake of kind of downing one whole rather than taking in a little bit at a time. I just dipped right in, and it was one of those things that didn't hit me at first, and then about 5 seconds afterward, I was blown away.
Yeah, so the spice is there, but it's not, like I said, it's not an offensive taste. It's spicy, but it's not going to, I don't think it'll slow me down that much. My nose will start running. My eyes will start watering. But I'm going to get into a rhythm. I'll probably do 2 quick chews for each one and swallow. Two, swallow. And I should be able to do Get into a good rhythm and control my breathing. Just do the same thing over. It's only an 8-minute contest. I've done 10 and 12 minute contests, which are a little bit harder, a little bit push the capacity. This one, the shrimp, all the same size. They're awesome, and it's gonna be a good tasting contest that I don't feel too guilty after eating 10 pounds.
I was going to ask about the contest because very famously a few years ago they shortened the Nathan's contest from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. What kind of difference has that made?
Not too much, because my whole mentality is when I train for a contest, sometimes I'll eat for longer than the period just to eat to my absolute capacity. So I'd eat when I was training back then, I'd eat 60 hot dogs or 65 hot dogs in 20 minutes. And I tell myself, well, if you did it in 20 minutes, you might as well just be able to do it in 12 minutes, because it's all still in your stomach at 20 minutes. It's not like it's actually digesting. You just got to man up and just don't slow down. So if you can do it in 20 minutes, you can do it in 12 minutes. And if you can do it in 12 minutes, why not do it in 10? So I just had to just not slow down, for just keep my pace a little bit harder.
Tracy Good, you've competed against him before, as you said, in Hard Boiled Eggs. Does that take away some of the intimidation factor of being on the stage with one of the best eaters in the world?
He's Joey Chestnut. No.
I'm just a goofy dude. It lucked out. I mean, it's been a wild ride. I didn't grow up wanting to do it. My little brother signed me up to a contest when I was 21, and it was just I'm a victim of circumstance. It just happened, and I fell in love with it and just continued to push my body, and my body's responded very well, and I pay attention to my body. And and that's one of the biggest things. People think, oh, I abuse my body, and I don't respect my body. But in actuality, I'm really in touch with what's going on in my body, and I can feel when I'm pushing too hard or when there's something wrong or I haven't practiced enough. My body, I can push it really hard and help it recover.
Can't wait to see. And now competing outdoors very quickly. You're going to be competing outdoors. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
What kind of factor does that bring to the table?
The cold, it'll affect the first minute, maybe 2 minutes, until blood's rushing, blood's flowing. It's a little bit hard to get amped up and heat fast when it's cold. But it might not be get off to the fastest start, but I'll get into a rhythm and probably pick up my pace in the middle of minute two. But hopefully I'll find a way to get amped up in the beginning. And the crowd, they're supposed to be an awesome crowd. I love a good crowd. When the crowd comes and they're pushing me and yelling at me, there's electricity. I do very well with negative reinforcement.
There's going to be a lot of people. We've got Big Ten Championship. ESPN's Game Day is going to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
We already had a sold out crowd for the game coming in. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty huge.
Yeah.
So cannot wait to see it. The first ever world famous St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. I have a feeling it won't be the last. Hope it won't. And Joey Chestnut is there, best competitive eater in the world. And Tracy Good from Anderson, Indiana, who is having the shrimp cocktail for the first time this week, even though he works very close to St. Elmo. That's okay. It's good to have you in the competition. Good luck to you, Tracy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Joey, it's great to have you in. Thanks.
Oh, great to be here. Great to meet everybody.